fine business operators.
And that's all we can ask. That's a good operator right there.
That's right. You wear a plush veil.
I do appreciate your endorsement there, number two. It means a lot.
Who is it? My list, besides what you sent me, stops number 21, so I'll have to refer this back to y'all.
Well, Clyde, KB8KY, he's in there too. KB8KY, Clyde.
I have him as, I could be wrong, I didn't give him a number yet. He's awaiting that. Because I wanted to confer with you, but I have him as number 26, if I would be correct. All right, then he's 27. Okay, I'm going to have to get a new update from you, then who's 29? Well, then, if you don't have 30, then 30 is Clyde.
Yeah, it sounds like Clyde's 30.
Clyde is 30 then.
Clyde is around the number 42, I don't think.
Number 55.
Yeah, KB8KY. KB8KY, Clyde.
I'd like to thank ATF for all he does. He does a lot y'all don't see. He does a lot behind the scenes, so appreciate that, ATF.
Yes, he does. Thank you. Alpha Tango Foxtrot.
Good job, Alex. Good job, buddy.
You have earned every prestigious award.
Look, man, he can be our liaison.
Liaison.
He's
our ambassador.
He's already a
ambassador for 7200.
He could be our liaison with Mr. Hollingsworth.
He was out here earlier today, and he come in here and joined us for a while this afternoon.
Catch you later. Kilo, India 4, Foxtrot, Bravo.
Have a good one, Sean. 7-3.
See you later.
7-3.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Roger.
Later, Sean.
Keep going.
Say what?
I thought you said later, Todd.
Well,
everybody
keyed up the same time.
Later, Todd.
Yeah,
what I heard you say.
That's what I said. No, I
didn't. Yeah, I'm still here.
What did I say? I said later, Sean.
Oh, later, Sean. Okay, I thought you said later, Todd.
Oh, maybe I did.
Sergeant of Arms, he needs to have an update.
Yeah. Please, thank you. You have my email.
Horace, why don't you go back to 11 meters?
Why don't you go back to Puerto Rico?
Why don't you go back to Maryland?
Why don't you go back to City with the rest of that? All right.
Why don't you go back to England where you came from?
Man, that'll have to take me a demerit on that one.
Kilo 4 Hotel India, Lima at 10 o'clock.
4KWX on the 00.
You're a god darn honky. That's all you are, or it's a honky.
You know, that never offended me. I don't see what's offensive about that.
Come on, man. You can do better than that.
Yeah, I'm proud of being a honky.
I mean, you can do better than
honky. You know how we got the name, don't you?
Clean one up. You need to change your frequency. Hit the road. We're trying to discuss a matter in a language that an idiot would only understand. And I'm sure that the language being used that the idiot understands might be beneath your understanding. So my suggestion to you is to walk on down the path.
You see, the history always starts where you want it to, where you want it to begin. Mexicans were, and the Indians were here way, way before all you honkies.
History lesson here.
Yeah, history lesson is we took this junk from y'all.
Yeah, you sure did.
You took the junk.
W4AM.
And you ruined a lot of people.
That's for sure.
Hey, Todd, you need to,
get a hold of AMP there and ask him if he's got a number.
Jimmy.
Now, Jimmy has conflicting interests. We done discussed this.
Social Security number is 2. I'm 100 years old.
Jimmy has got a conflict of interest. He's good.
He'd have been a good one.
What Jose shooting up tonight?
He's down there in Tampa, down there in Ybor City, doing something.
What are you banging tonight, Jose?
I got a couple whores over here. How about you?
No, I'm talking about in your arms, dude.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't know where to start on that.
You might be able to help me.
You're probably a pillhead. Who knows? All kinds of drugs. You might not be an alcoholic, but you're probably a pillhead, that's for sure.
Man, I was an alcoholic before you were born, Junior.
I doubt it. But you believe what you want to believe, but I think you're a pillhead. You're probably a pillhead at the very least, or some sort of junkie on something.
Man, I got pubic hairs that are older and meaner than you are.
Get on out of here.
That's appreciate that, Jimmy.
4AMP.
Thanks for stopping by, Jimmy.
I want to know the conflict of interest. I'm interested in that.
I'll text you.
Did you hear my question? I got bluffed off.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
All right.
Go.
It's all like we're like 12 years old in our little club.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's fun. Basically, who showed you?
You can see little Jose's face like a little puppy at the pet store all pressed up against the glass trying to get a number.
Yeah.
A window licker.
There it is, right there!
I ain't heard that one in a month.
Jose, I bet your boxes are on backwards and you got a weird smile too, am I right?
I'm sorry, I don't speak redneck. What'd you say? What did you say? I didn't understand what you said.
You sound like you barely speak English, Jose.
Oh, brother, I probably got more education in the United States than you do, I guarantee you that.
I doubt that. Where's Hose B?
Oh, my God. Why don't you come up with something new, man?
Where's Hose B?
Something disgraceful, something disgusting. You know you want to say it. Go ahead.
I got you. I want to record it so I can send it to the FCC there, right?
You're not gonna let me in your club. I'm
gonna tell
the FCC.
I'm telling. Poor Jose. Bless his heart.
I'm telling. Rat.
Jose's putting his boxers on right now.
What's your name?
Yeah, the hole goes in the front, Jose.
Or Frank.
The hole goes in the front.
Hole in the front.
Jiminy, the hole's in the front? Yeah, the hole goes in the front.
Yeah, man, you gotta be a front holder.
What the hell are you talking about? Mexican American.
See, that's the problem. He ain't a front holder, he's a back holder.
So they do it real slow.
I'm glad to know that as FBOs we can come together like the field agent said and police ourselves and do what's best.
Roger.
Vector.
There you go, horse.
You call me daddy.
Your kids don't even call you daddy because you ain't a daddy to them.
All right, we got a couple queers, and that's about it. And we got a horse, and we got Darren. I'll see y'all. W4AMP. Jose, blow me like a trumpet.
Hey, those Corbins don't even like you, queer boy.
Have a good one, Jimmy. We'll catch you later.
See you, Todd.
See you later if you're leaving, bud.
If not, welcome to the show.
I'm still laughing.
I'm just curious, what kind of net was this supposed to be?
No level of love lost here either. But I'm about ham radio.
That alcohol, man, he was doing good, and that alcohol just took over.
We got a breaking station way out there. Stand by a minute. Go ahead there, station. You got a call?
Give me the package.
You got a call?
Negative.
He was way down there. I had to do some hard listening to hear him.
Sounds like Slowpoke Rodriguez, that cousin to Petey Gonzalez.
He over there behind the rock over there hitting the bong. Man, I got my G90 today with no power cord. I wrote the guy back and said, what am I supposed to think, man? You guys don't need any negative thoughts. Well, maybe they made a mistake in my warehouse. Let's see what our warehouse can do for you.
Well, hopefully they'll fix that. Don't work good without that.
RS-232 cable and a USB to RCA cable. And the radio doesn't use either.
Let me ask you a question. Was that supposed to be a new radio?
It's supposed to be like new.
Refurb?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just grabbed the wrong cord.
That's all right, man. I've been with these people forever, man. I'll either get my money back or they'll send me a power cord. And I'll pack it up and send it right back to them. And they'll pay for all the shipping over a power cord. And the thing is, there's something in that power cord that's different than something I've ever seen before. So I'm afraid to just go make up a power cord. And hell, damn thing may not even work. That's why they sent it without a power cord.
No, they just, when they refurbished it, they just grabbed the wrong cord and stuck with it. They can fix that.
I hope so, man. I'm looking so forward to having that in the car.
Did you send that by telephone or did you do it by the internet?
Yeah, eBay.
All right, so you got communication.
No, I don't run to the cops, man. The FCC is like the cops.
Man, we got two going on 2 pages now. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. Everybody
you get
teeing up on each other, and that'd be even cooler.
Oh, it'd probably be a lot bigger on the list too.
Did you get your list, or if they sent it to your email?
I'll probably sitting there.
It'd be a bigger list if we can hear them all.
It's pretty quiet right now. Kilo 4 Hotel India, Lima at 10.
W90.
Yeah, well, anyway, that'll be cool. They send me a sign. I'm looking so forward to having it. They think it'll look good sitting next to that any tone two-meter radio. I haven't figured out how to make it work split yet. And
I have that code jump. I'm still working that radio. But
it's
relatively simple. I got it working on Synthwave,
full power.
And
he's up on 440, I know they've got
an off 440. I
don't know if anybody ever used
440. There's a lot of activity on 440. You'll be surprised. It's like the TYT that I bought. I couldn't hardly program the stupid thing until I put it on my computer. When I put it on the computer, then I could program it real easy.
Oh, now this thing's got its own manual. I don't know about the G90. I don't know what that's going to add. I looked at, there were no power cables. I read the manual a little bit. Okay, this will work great for what I want to do. And there's no power cable. I wrote the guy immediately. He wanted me to send him a picture, so I sent him a picture of the both the cables that went with the radio, the radio microphone, and the cables to the microphone. Got one of them weird type SO230. What is that damn plug called? Shit, 45, RJ45. Got an RJ45 plug on both ends of the microphone. So I guess you just make it easier to change out microphones.
That's one of them, sort of like a phone jack.
Yeah. I'm just
going to
use the
thing
to listen to. I might buy a small RM Italy amplifier and program it for 10 and run it on and do little, case little DX on 10. You know, that might be fun.
Hey, you want a two-tuber for 10?
No, I don't want to spend any more money. I'm still irritated over not getting the power plug.
That's just because the refurb, they get there and they check them all out, and if they had to fix them, they fixed it, and then they just grabbed the wrong cord. I guarantee you, they just got piles of them.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they instead in cord. That'd be all right. I'd overlook it. And then I'd overlook it even more if now he sends me a cord, and if that don't think works, I'll be happy. I'll give him a positive. Although I'm kind of looking forward to playing with that. I ain't playing with it now, the right power cord.